Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Tezvav. And we're holding on the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Beis, roughly five lines from the bottom of the Amud. And we're continuing to discuss Rayas back and forth as to Osu or Loi Osu. As you recall, Yad Machlokes Rav and Shmuel yesterday, as to whether or not the Beis Shammai in fact implemented their halacha lemaisa, or it was basically a theoretical Machlokes. Beis Shammai held very, very strongly to their view, but ultimately they bent and deferred to Beis Hillel. So we had a whole discussion yesterday whether osu or los. Osu means osu kidivreim or loy osu kidivreim. Did they, lemaisa, in fact, implement their psak halacha, or did they defer to Beis Hillel? We're going to continue bringing raya's back and forth until we're going to resolve this in Mi'at Hashem at the end of the blot. It's Toshima, the Yom Rabbi Yechem Menuri. Hey, halacha zu ravachas b'Yisrael. How can we continue with this difficult halacha and not try to get a consensus among the rank and file of Klal Yisrael? Because this is really mikotze el hakotze. Rabbi Yechem Menuri, of course, is referring to the machloikis in our Mishnah, legabi etzoras erva. What should we do? Nasa kedivra b'shamei. Remember, what does b'shamei hold? That etzoras erva continues to fall liyibam, and she either has to have yibam from the yavam or duchalitza. So should we go and practice like Beis Shammai? Have lad mam to live in Beis Hillel. As far as Beis Hillel is concerned, what Beis Shammai is doing is mamish gefährlich, because the yavam is not allowed to go and be miyavim the yavama. She's a tzores erev, and therefore she has a din like an eishes ach sheyesh lo banim. She's a full-fledged erev of eishes ach. It is a kares. So we cannot go and make some sort of takana, and we should follow Beis Shammai, because if Chas V'Shalom, the Yavam and Yavama were to live together, since she's a Tzoras Erva, and therefore has the status of an Erva herself, then a child that would be born from such a union would be a Mamzer. We don't want to go and continue to have Mamzer in Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, should we follow Beis Hillel Shita? What does Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says there's no Yibam or Chalitza between this Tzaras Erva and between the Yavam. To the contrary, she has to go and marry a regular individual, because there is no Zika whatsoever, because it's like an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Lo Banim. So what should we do then? Have her go and marry out to anybody that she wants to. After all, she's an almana, let her find new shidduchim. But what happens if, in fact, she finds someone and they get married? According to Beis Shammai, she and he are being over the yisur of the Torah. Like siya eishes ameis hachutzalish zar. And you remember, according to Beis Shammai, he dashes the word achutz as if it says hachitzoyna. This Torah serv is not allowed to go and marry an ish zar without the benefit of yibum or chalitzor. Marry someone else without the benefit of chalitza. And so therefore, the child will be a child who is pogam, a vlad pogam. What's the definition of a vlad pogam? Says Rashi, that him hoya koyin posel the kahuna. The avagab de b'nei chayom alav k'sheir in the kol, chalolim hain linyin kahuna. The osu b'kal b'choyim, the alman of the koyin godel, the kamon. Mitchum, we're going to see that at the end of today's blot, the kal b'choyim of alman of the koyin godel, to go and say that these children would not be able to be koyhanim in the base of English, they'll be chalolim. So what can we do? Said Rabbi Yechman Nuri, I have an ingenious idea. Let's go and make a takana. Then any case like this, where you have a tzoras erva, since according to Beis Hillel, you really need nothing, according to Beis Shammai, you have to have yibum or chalitza, let's not do yibum, because yibum could lead to mamzerim, according to Beis Hillel. So let's each time be mesakim, they should always do chalitza, because chalitza, le'malav le'moyrim, with the sole exception vis-a-vis the kohen. But other than that, let her have chalitza, and only after that let her go and marry outside, not to the oven. Once they've done chalitza, she's not allowed to marry the oven, then she can go marry anybody she wants. So, according to Beis Hillel, the chalitza will be unnecessary, and according to, but but didn't do anything wrong except the Gavi Kanim. And vis-a-vis Beis Shammai, fine, to each time will be a Chalit instead of Yirmum. Now that's perfectly fine. In fact, remember Abba Shol said at the beginning of the Masechta that Chalit is even better than Yirmum. So let's go make that Takanish. You hold Sois V'loim Misyamais. Apparently there was some following for this takana, but unfortunately it was not implemented at that time. We're not able to go and eventually implement this takana because nitrafa hashoah. The Gemara doesn't tell us what the nitrafa hashoah is, but for some reason the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't allow it to become accepted dogma and law at that time.
Nitrafa hashoah would be translated
literally, it means that the hour was snatched away. At any point in time that they wanted to get together, for some reason there was a tremendous levaya in Bnei Brak, or there was some world catastrophe, or whatever it was, an earthquake, and they couldn't get together, there was people had to run away, whatever, it doesn't say what it was. But interestingly enough, on Daf Chav Zayin, and Yetishim will get to it in another few days, there the Gemara brings this whole shtickle. If you look at the last five lines, they want to do Kerbiach Menuri Di Amen Nukpoy Nesak and Laham Lesar Shiyu Choltzoy Kolem Nesiyamoyz. I will Mamar Li Yispik Ali Gemara Sadova Chinit Vashah, like we just said, Amram Nachmi Yitzhak, but Acharav Choz V'Tachmon. In a later time, it doesn't say when, maybe another generation, another 5 years, 20 years, whatever. Choz V'Tachmon, in fact, they did make that Takana, that when you have this Tzoras Erva, let's try to get everybody on the same page. Always do chalitza, and you'll never have a shayla according to Bishami or Beisel. So now Rabbi Shimon Gamliel now addresses Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and he says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I respect the fact that you're trying to make sholem v'shalva and have a halacha that is accepted by the masses. However, there is a negativity to your takon. What is that? Manas lehem letzaris rishoyrois meyata. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel mean? Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying to him, by making this takana that all tzorois erba should always do chalitza, people say, why can't you go and do yibum? Oh, don't you know? Because if you have a tzoros or erba that's miyavim, then according to Beisil Chas Hashem, we're talking about mamzerim. Ooh, taka. Now, since Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is making this takana, people will then assume, so what people have been doing until now, yibum, that was wrong. They shouldn't have done that. And therefore, the oilim will think what it means is that Yankel and Beryl's Tzoras Erva, who married their yibum and had children, they nebuch that they happen to be mamzerim. And therefore, your takana works, mikan al haba, but it will cast aspersions on the yichus of many mishpachas that were not makbid to have chalitz until now.
Rightly so, according to Bishalo. They are mamzerim.
Yeah, 100%. But now we're going to brand them officially mamzerim. It's one thing when you have two machnas and go and say, okay, they're mishami people, you know, mishami is also Godel Hador, and also Mechadad Yitzvei, so I'm the mishami, so I disagree with Basil. And we agree to disagree. However, once we try to get together unity, and we're saying one standard for everyone, then people say, so in other words, everybody from Mikan Labo has to do chalitza, because Yibom can lead to mamzeres. Also, it means that my cousin, my neighbor, the guy across the street, the person who sits next to me in shul, then Chasrumi might be a mamzer because of the fact that he didn't do chalitza. So therefore, there are negative repercussions. So now, by the fact that Rabbi Shimon knows, this is the brisa. Now the Gemara now is medayik. By the fact that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, "Manas lehem letzoris rishoynis," so in other words, there were tzoris erva that were miyabim, which means that they followed Beishame's psak, which means also. Then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is scratching his head and saying, "What are we going to do about the people in the past? Because if loy asu, then you don't have the problem." Right. So the choy is a raya asu, I become manasa. Eliam is loy asu, my manasa. Baruch Hashem, they didn't implement their halacha. They told everybody, Rabbi Yisai, we believe this is halacha, abele maisa, don't have the yavim go and be miyam. So if that's the case, so what's the problem? What's the manasa? If they in fact said, we're deferring to Beis Hill, so there's no issue. Is the choy a strong raya that asu kidnev raya? No, the issue that we're talking about is not the Nei Hatzores, but we're talking about the Tzor herself. What does that mean? Hanach Tzores to Beis Hill. lebei shamai heichin naved lohu. What are we going to do about those that have already married? Meaning, in the case of Beis Hillel, what does Beis Hillel hold? He holds that all of these tzoras erva are allowed to marry anyone and everyone. No problem of
no zika.
No zika, because of the fact that since the erva is mufka from the whole parsha, and the tzoras erva goes together with the litzrar, it's an eshesach, just like the erva doesn't fully yimim, she doesn't fully yimim, totally exempt, she marries out lochutz. Aha. Now after we have this takana, and we say you shouldn't marry the chutz without having a chalitza, so what do we do with all those women throughout the years that followed Beis Hillel and married without the ben of the chalitza? Ah, heichin avadu. Let's go make a chalitza right now. Okay, it's a couple of years late, but better late than never with this chalitza. So then, should we do this according to you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Never too late. The problem is, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, mimisi agavray. Then the husbands are going to feel quite upset and say, are you telling me that for the last 2, 3, 5, 10 years we've been living in sin because we didn't have the benefit of chalitza? Makes them feel a little bit, you know, dejected, rejected, dejected, depressed.
Well, my benuvim yintaku.
I'm sorry?
My benuvim
yintaku. I'm not so sure that husbands feel that way about their wives at all times. Yeah. Anyway, Zukti Mara, b'chitem l'dema said, okay, no, so there is taka, a little bit of a smell, and they're not going to be happy about it. They'll be despondent and distressed. No, d'racher d'archimayim v'chalim simisei sholem. The whole purpose of takonos, and after all, what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why did he make this takana? Why did he want to make this takana? He wanted to go and bring the masses together as one happy family. So you're going to tell me, as a result, there are going to be a whole bunch of families that we're going to have to do a chalitza post, the fact the husband and wife have been married for years. Now, that's not a great etza. Anyway, so the point is, it's kon zayin taka loy osu kidivreim, that is the Beis Shammai people, loy osu kidivreim. Elamai, so what is the manasa? What am I manasa about the Gabi, the Beis Hillel people? They still certainly kid the brain, that's no question here. And what did they do? They didn't have the benefit of a chalitza. They always had they didn't need it. It was meaningless.
So it was much of a circle altar.
Exactly. But because of the fact that now we're going to make a new takana, they should only make chalitza, and then people will cast aspersions on the Rishonim and say, no, why didn't you have a chalitza? Let's make a chalitza right now. You know, I've been married to this woman for so many years, and now you're making chalitza. Toshima, Silamaisa, we don't have a raya. Let's bring a raya from another case, the Omer of Tarfit. Te'avani is a Moloshin Taiva. I have that great craving and desire. Mosei Tova, Tovoi, Tzores Abbas, Liyodi, V'Esoen. What does this mean? The way Rashi seems to learn, Rashi's saying is, Reb Tarfit, as we know, was from the Talmid of Beis Shammai. How do we know that? From the beginning of Masechtis. Brachis, which says,
because he says,
exactly. Sakantius atzmi ki teisil dikrois. He went and lied down on a park bench somewhere, and he started saying Krishma at night. So we know that Reb Tarfin learned tak shachbucha means bisman shchiva, that not only bisman shchiva, but you have to actually lie down when you say Krishma at night. So he was a talmud from Beis Shammai. And what did he say? To Yavani, I can't wait. Mosei tovai toras habas liyodi. Halavai, that I should have such a shayla, the esa'ena, and I will go and marry her. The lashon of Rashi is a little bit difficult to understand, because what Rashi is saying is, halavai, if chulila v'chas, my own brother, Reb Tarfin's brother, would pass away, my brother is married to my daughter, an uncle and niece, that's no problem. And what happens if the brother would pass away? I would have now my bas falling to me. Chas shalom, I wouldn't be able to go marry her. But my brother also has other wives, and I would be able to marry them. And if I'd be able to establish once and for all the halacha like Beis Shammai, and that you're allowed to, in fact, it's a mitzvah for the yavam to be miyavim his
erva.
Even though you Beis Hillel people feel it's an issacharis, no, we hold that it's a mitzvah, and I would like to go and be. I have the taiva masi tolai. Yes, sir. So how do we know that that's how Rashi learns? Like Rashi says, you see, on the first of the narrow lines. First, he says, "Reb Tarfin, mitami de Beis Shammai." Masi tolai tzoras abbas. Me ochi liyodi from my own brother, the esa'ena, and I will be me ayabim uisa. I would be miyabim erkidivrei Beis Shammai. Oh, you see, oh. So now, of course, the Gemara on the surface is difficult, and Tafid
was wishing his brother should pass away.
And we know that Tzadik
comes there, but it's Shemai Mekayim.
Exactly.
But Tafid was a Kohen, by the way.
Okay, is that good or bad?
It might be interesting, because if she was a Chalutza, you know, it would be interesting, just interesting Knech on things. That he was a Kohen. He married a lot of women so they could eat that truma in a time of famine and in Kesef Kedushin.
Reb Tarfin, in fact, used to say similar to Sharnis. If you recall, you have an other Gemara, so Reb Tarfin says, Akapeyach Espeni,
yes.
If I didn't say this or if I didn't do that. There, however, it's Nishu Zengeferach, because although Akapeyach Espeni is also a Lashon of a curse, Chas V'Shalom, but there he's trying to go and verify and certify his words, and each time he says, "If I didn't do this," in other words, it's as if he's making almost like a shvuah. I'm going to prove it to you that I did X, Y, and Z. Because if this is not true, this is what should happen to my children. Chas v'shalom. Of course, nothing happened to the children. Therefore, people saw that what Reb Tarfin said is totally endless v'yatzer the nochem mekay. But that's a little bit of a different color than our Gemara, where he's saying, "I can't wait that I should have such a mitzvah," yeah. Which means Chas v'shalom that his brother should pass away without children, leaving these two women for yibum. So the Bianca of Emden in the back of the Gemara says that cannot be the pshat, and therefore the Mechilas Rashi he says a different pshat, not that I should personally have this tzaras abbas liyadi, but he's saying is that the shaila of a tzaras abbas of somebody else should come to me as opposed to coming to another rav. I don't want anybody chas v'shalom to die without children, chalil chas. But were there to be such a case of a tzaras abbas of an acher of someone else would come to me, the esena I would go and permit the Yavam to go and marry her without any problems.
That's the end of those elections. I will marry her.
You have to look more into Bianca.
Okay.
He goes into the fine print of the text and of how you're supposed to be Goris, Asiana, as you'll see in a moment.
Okay.
Anyway, look it up afterwards. So Kimari is a shver. What do we see from this Reb Tarfin? Not shver. We have a direct raya, a clear cut raya that osu kidivrehem, and that's what Reb Tarfin is trying to go and prove. This is what I would do. L'chayr, that's right. We're going to see in a moment of Shanish. But that's it tomorrow. And there's tomorrow, aim of Asiana. What means Asiana? Not that I would go and marry her, or allow the Yavam to go and marry her, but actually says Asiana l'shuk, k'divrei Beis Hillel. If such a thing would happen, I would say, don't follow Beis Shammai, but rather go and marry according to Beis Hillel l'shuk, and so therefore, don't bring a raya that also k'divrei, but if I can't, Rav Tarfin, who's a Talmud, Beis Shammai says, no, don't do Kidivrayim, go and marry Leshuk like Beis Hillel.
Why, he's switching sides now?
Yeah.
If you hold Loy Asa Kidivrayim, so Rav Tarfin says, although that's the way we hold Lehalocha, but Lemaisa, we defer to Beis Hillel. Pray Timar, that's a difficult shot, because what Tavani Ka'amar, Tavani sounds like, I know that the masses, all the rabbis, all the rabbanim, they're all paschaling, especially if from the Beis Shammai, they're following Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai. Oh, and I'm going to go and paschal like Beis Hillel. So if you're going to go and tell me that, in fact, also kidivreim, that all the Talmid Beis Shammai kept on, they stuck to their guns, using the term that we used yesterday, and they're still implementing halacha like they said originally, and now Reb Tarfin says, and I would also do the same thing, and I would go and do like Beis Shammai. Okay, that's a chiddush. We're doing like Beis Shammai. But if he's saying that I'm going to do like Beis Hillel, and you're telling me that loy osu kidivrehem, which means that all of the rabbanim, all the talmid Beis Shammai, are now deferring to Beis Hillel. So, Freitimara, what Rabbani Chama? So, what's the grace of Taiva if he's doing the same thing that all the other Rabbanim are doing? If you say Loi Osu Kidivreim, is the Chayavaita arrived at Osu Kidivreim, and he's taking a stand and he's saying no, Lord, that we should not go and do Kidivreim, we should do like Beis Hillel. So, Lemaisa, what's the raya from this price? It could be that he said that Tiavani is not that he wants to go and show that Beis Shammai is right, or like the Gemara saying Ba'asiena that Beis Hillel is right, and that's my craving to go and establish Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. No, no, no. What I want to go and show is that we do not follow the takana that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri tried to implement, but it was nitrifar shah, it didn't work. He says, I'm telling you, let's not do like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, let us not require chalitza, but rather, if I have such a situation of a Torah Sabbath that comes to the Yadi, asiyana, I'll marry her off immediately in the shuk, without requiring her to have any chalitza prior to that. So, bottom line is, I still don't have a clear ayah of asu, because it could be taka loy asu kidivrayem, and everybody was now following Beis Hillel, and the grace of Chiddush Reb Tarfon, it is Beis Hillel, classic Beis Hillel in its purity, without the takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, no chalitza needed. Toshima. So we're going to continue trying to bring a ayah. Yes, asu, loy asu, ma'isu mevita shemun gomir. Oh! The daughter of Ram Gamliel himself, Shehoisa Nesua Liaba Ochir, she was married to Ram Gamliel's brother, whose name was Abba.
Ironic, because he's Abba.
Okay. That was his name. He even had okay. People today by the name of Abba.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was the name of the brother. And Nebuchadnezz Bleibanim. That's the irony that Nebuchadnezz was called Abba and he had no children, so nobody to call him Abba, except for his brothers and his parents, whatever. Anyway, so Abba Ochiv never passed Bleibanim without any children. And who do you think that Abba Ochiv was married to? Ram Gamliel's daughter, the Bitish Ram Gamliel. Okay, and of course, he had other daughters as well. What happens now? The Yibim Ram Gamliel es Tzarasa, and Ram Gamliel went and with Miyabim da Tzara, he went and married the Tzara. He himself married the Tzara. Now, L'choira, the problem over here is not the problem. So we're trying to bring a raya that Beis Shammai, Ram Gamliel, following the Talmid of Beis Shammai, what is he doing? He went and allowed for the Yibim as a Tzara just like Beis Shammai passed. That was Beis Shammai's tzak, right? The Tzara's erva should davke be nisyabim, or have a chalitza, but don't marry the shukim be oiva on the leisiyah eishas hameis hachutza hachitoyim leizar. So therefore, the choy I can bring a raya that osu kidiv rayam, that they did not defer to Beis Hillel. They didn't say, let's go and do chalitza. They didn't say that she should marry the shuk. No, they held that the yavam is allowed to go marry the tzara, and therefore the choyra osu kidiv rayam. But the Gemara asks initially, before we respond to that raya of osu kidiv rayam, it's from Gamliel. Ram Gamliel was an enikul of Hillel. That being the case, wouldn't he follow Beis Hillel and not Beis Shammai? What are you telling me? Tis for Ram Gamliel. Tell me the Beis Shammai. Ezek from the Hillel camp, and the Hillel camp held that this is Chas Shalom and Issur Kares. He himself for doing Issur Kares married the Tzara Erba. So Timur Elishani Bita Sham Gamliel the Einless Haba. We didn't tell us all the facts. The facts were that the daughter of Gamliel Nebuch was an islandess. And since she was an islandess, the Kedushin was not Tofes in the first place. It's as if she was never married to Abba. Who is Abba married to? Just one wife. Not to islandess.
Tzara Saba.
Just the Tzara. That was the only wife. Oh, that's the only wife. So therefore it was a Tzara's. Islandess, Ram Gamliel held was mutter. Yes, we had a machloikas about this before. Exactly.
He was even hikar, so
it was. Well, we're going to talk about hikar and lo hikar in a moment. We'll get to that in a moment. But in the meantime, the Gemara says we're talking about an islandess, and therefore it's as if she was never in the picture whatsoever, off the radar screen, off the table. The only one that was married there for the Abba Achiv was just the, what we call the Tzara Erva, but there was no Erva, because the Erva was an islandess, and she's out of the picture. Which is embarrassing, like we had in our Mishnah. Mishnah said about all 15. The Kulam, Nimsu, Mesu, Niskarshu, or Nimsu Islandess, so then the Tzara is Mutter. So that's what he did, like it says in a Mishnah. He married the Islandess, he married the sister, the Tzara, no problem. So therefore, no Rai, Beishama, Beisil, so Gunishati, Tatim, the Islandess. Freiti Mura, that's a lovely pshat, but let's see the Sefer of that same Raisa. Homri, Tony Sefer, Achirim Oimrim, the Achirim, when they heard the story about the Mas of Bitishram Gamliel, they said, Bitishram Gamliel, Islandess Haisa. The reason why Ram Gamliel was able to go and marry the Tzoras Habas is because the Bas was an islandess. Okay, so the Achirims are justifying Ram Gamliel's actions and saying, there's no Shiloh there because the islandess is out of the picture. Isach Mash Mechlal Gatana Kamasava, Lav Islandess Haisa. That in fact, she was not an islandess. If she was not an islandess, then we get back to the original Kasha. How could Rav Gamliel, who's from the Talmidei Beis Hillel, in fact he's an Einikel of Hillel, how could he go and marry the Tzoras, who Eilen is? She wasn't an Eilenist. It's only the Achayim that said she was an Eilenist. Tanakama didn't say she was an Eilenist, so they thought she was just a regular lady. If she was just a regular lady, how could he go and himself go and marry a Tzoras Erva, Chas V'Shom, in the Isra Karis? Everything Gemara, three answers. Answer number one is Hikri Bavli Hikri Ba Ikri Benayim. What does that mean? So Rashi says that according to the Tanakama, it was Loi Hikerba. He did not know when he married her that she was an Einus. Could be that they got married very young. She was all of 10 years old. At 10 years old, you don't know whether this girl is going to develop into a normal lady or going to become an Einus. He didn't know. And therefore, now, 5 years later, she's now 13, and we realize that unfortunately nothing has happened. She still is immature in terms of what you would normally expect a female to look like at that age. And therefore, the doctors and all the king's men, they all decided that unfortunately she is an Agnes. So the whole thing was a Mekach Toys. It's a Mekach Toys as if they were never married. If they were never married, that's why according to Tanakama, Rav Gamliel was able to go between the Yav and the Tzara. But she wasn't a Tzara, she was the only wife. What did Achim come to say? Achim come to say that even if it was Hikerba, it would be Muteris. Why even Hikerba? Because it's like the second sheet that we had, that Rava. Remember what Rava said?
Yeah, it's out of the
parsha. Yeah. Oh, Rava back on the top of Yud Beis Amid Beis. Hilchas Hatzaris Islands Muteris Vafilu Hikerba Vafilu Tzaris Bitei Islandis is Muteris. The Achim are going like that. Rava, that the Tzaris Islandis is Muteris, even if Hikerba. But the Tanakhama said, no, it's Dafka Leikir because it was a Mekach Toys. Anyway, so both of them agree it's Subban Agnes situation, so I don't have a problem of marrying an HSR where it's a din of Chas V'Shalom Karis, because she's the only.
It's a Tzara Islandist.
She's only a Tzara. There's no Islandist is out of the picture, so she's just a Tzara. It's a Nishka Tzara in Gamzani. She's just the only sole single wife, and therefore he was allowed to go and be Miyama. Ikabinayu. That's one tent. The boy is a Menocha tent. Konas will say Girish Ikabinayu. What does that have to do? The Tanakhama is not talking about Islandist whatsoever. It's talking about the case of, let's see, Rashi, middle of the Omid, Kanev, Lepsoid, Girish, Ikemenai. The Tanakhama, Al Yedei Shegirish, Ochid, Ezbitoi, Koidem, Misa, Avo Pisha Kvar, Kanev, Sanochus, Bo Yitzor, Zuazu, Muteres, Al Vigirish, Eso Erva, Libesoif. What is this talking about? It's talking about Taka that Abba, the brother of Ram Gamliel, was married to both the daughter of Ram Gamliel, and he also was married to the Tzara, to another lady. And they were co-wives at the same time. There was an overlap of time, and what happened? A year later, 5 years later, whatever, Abba, for some reason, didn't get along with his niece, and gave her a get. And now what happened? Then Leolenin, after that, Abba himself passed away. So now the Tzara is a Tzara, there's no Bas anymore, the Bas is now history. But there was a period of time that they were co-wise. So the Tanakhama holds like our Mishnah. Just as long as they were no longer Tzaris at the time of Nefila, Nefila is what dictates, are they Tzaris, are they not Tzaris? At the time of Nefila, in other words, at the time that Abba passed away, they were no longer Tzaris. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to go marry the Tzara, because his Bitoy was out of the picture already a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. That's according to Tanakhama. The Achenim, however, say, no. As long as there was any period of time that they were overlapping, so then they were Tzaris, I don't care that at the time that Abba passed away, they were no longer Tzaris, because I don't look at the Zman Nefila, I look at the Zman Nisun HaRishonim, at the time that Abba was married. Was there any period of time that the two were Tzaris, one of the other? Yes. Okay, they're once they're Tzaris, forever Tzaris. They never lose their status of Tzaris, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel would not have been able to go and be Miyabim that Tzara, because she's still Tzaris Abbas. The only way he was able to is because Islandists have a, that's why the Chedim throw in this new Islandist, which we didn't know about until now. We thought that the reason why he was able to marry the Tzara was because they were not co-wives as a Chedim. They were Tzaris, they weren't co-wives. Even though at the time that he passed away, they no longer were. I don't look at that. I look at the Suman Rishayim. So that we had that Machlokes already a couple of days ago. What dictates Tzaris? Is it at the time of Nefila, meaning when the Nefila Yibum, or the Nisuan Rishayim? Even by you say menocha pshat that yesh tonight the bia ikka benai. There was a tonight in the bia. What means tonight in the bia? That when the Abba originally married his niece, he made a tonight. He said to her, I'm only marrying you on the condition that I don't find any mumin and I don't find any nidar. If I find mumin nidarim, lahashim lalharig, I'm not interested in wives that have these problems. As long as you tell me no mumin or nidarim, on that tonight I'm marrying you. And guess what happened?
Is the yoke suva in such a case, or is no marriage whatsoever? In such a case of a tanai, tanai babia, is it completely mutter, or is there any ramification?
I will see now that there's a machlok. Okay. If you go and have such a tanai in the bia, according to Tanakama, subsequently Abba found that she did have either a mum or that she had nidorim on her, and therefore the whole bia, the whole thing was washed away as if they were never, ever married. And so therefore this was not a tzara of this bas, because that kedushin, that bia, was never effective, never enforceable, never valid. And that's why he was able to marry the tzara. She wasn't the tzara of anybody. The daughter was not married. That's according to Tanakam. According to Achayim, Ein Odom Ois Bilos Bilas Nuz. Once he lived with her, he doesn't afterwards want people to go and say, so what was that living together that was just having him say? A fling. I can't know this. So therefore, even though he made it Tanai, he waived the Tanai as a result of the beer. So then, in fact, the Kedushin was Chal. So then this Tzoras Abbas was a Tzoras Erva. How was Ram Gamliel able to go and marry her? Because she was an islandess. The Bita was an islandess. And that's the reason why it fell away. Nothing to do with the Tanai the beer. You can say maybe that was tell from the Tanai that she was an islandess in the Chamum Gamliel.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, but that's the machloikis between the Tanakama and the and the Achayim, and therefore we have no raya, but also Shaloi also, from the very outset we couldn't have a raya, because Ram Gamliel is a Talmud, not of Beis Shammai, but an Einikel of Beis Hillel. The Moser Rav Mishasha. Mai Yisrael Rav Akiva. Shalikat Esrei B'Echad B'Shvat V'Nod B'Beis Yisrael. Echad Gilu Beis Shammai, Echad Gilu Beis Hillel. This, of course, relates to the beginning of Sechus Rosh Hashanah, where the fourth Rosh Hashanah, which is mentioned in the first Mishnah, is Machlok Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Rosh Hashanah Li'ilonois. Is Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's Beis Shammai, or is it on two Bishvat Chamish Usa, like we hold like Beis Hillel? Rabbi Akiva was not sure, according to the Havamina, whether we should paskin like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel, and there's a grace enough Gemina. What happened? He was malakit, that means he cut an esrig from the tree, on the Echad Bishvat. When it comes to Ilonis, normally you go Basil Bekita, and now when he's cutting it off, the question is, which Maisa does he have to go and give? So Rashi says that the prior year was the second year of the Trumas and Maisa cycle, of the Shemitah cycle, and the next year, the following year, was the third year. There's a big nafkamina between the second and the third year.
Maisa Sheni, Maisa Ani.
Maisa Sheni and Maisa Ani. So if we paskin like Beis Shammai, it's Be'echad Bishvat, so the new year has begun, so it's year number three. So I have to go and give Maisa Ani. On the other hand, however, if we paskin like Beis Hillel, which is Chamish Uzi Bishvat, I'm still in the old year. I got two more weeks in the old year, so I'm still in the second year. So that's why he gave Maser Shein. So we see that also Kedev Reyeh, because if Beis Shammai would say, we waive all of our rights and we defer to Beis Hillel, so what's the Rekibe Shaila? Halach is Beis Hillel, Chamish Uzi Bishvat, this is the old year, it's only the first of Shvat, so it's in the old year. So Shmamina also, we have a Reyeh also. Everything more, no, we have no right. Rabbi Kiva Gamrei is topically. He was not being choshish to what Beis Shammai held. It could very well be that Beis Shammai deferred to Beis Hillel, and they say, Beis Hillel, since the Bas Kol came out, we agree with you. Done. It's a done deal. We pass on like Beis Hillel. However, Rabbi Kiva didn't have his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with him, and he didn't have his Wikipedia or whatever with him. So what did he decide? I'm not sure. What did Beis Hillel say? Did Beis Hillel say Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Did he say Chamish Usa Bishvat? Because of that, that's what it was Machmer the Shnei Yisurin, Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani. He didn't remember what Beis Hillel held. Not because of a concern of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is done. Beis Shammai, Leosik and Ibrahim, they bowed to Beis Hillel, finished. But now, what does Beis Hillel hold? Does he hold Rosh Chodesh? Does he hold Chamish Usa? And he couldn't remember.
So we're widening this whole dispute to
all machlokes.
I thought it was just in this narrow issue of Yibam, where it's a chorus issue and a
And now we're going to see even further. What were we talking about? It's now Sukkis. Baruch Hashem, the daughter-in-law of Shami Azokin, gave birth to a little young baby. And Shami Azokin was makvid dafka to go and make a sukkah for this little baby. Now, how did he make a sukkah? He took out some of the mortar in between the beams at the top of the roof, and therefore made what was previously a diras keva, now into diras aroi, sikha chagabe, mitzvah, put some schach on top, mishul katan, that he should be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, says Rashi, svirli l'shamay hazakim, l'shamay, l'kotan ha-tzarech l'imoy chayi b'sukkah, even a little baby that's tzarech l'imoy, a little kid, also has a chiyav of sukkah. That's why he did it. But Baisil doesn't hold that way. So we see that the Shammai people were also kidnapped. Anybody that sees this doing of the schach with the sukkah, they see that the reason is because there in the private room where his daughter was convalescing, it's so hot, there was no air conditioning, there were no fans, therefore the best way to go and give a little more a draft of air to come in is to go and undo the roof a little bit and put on schach. This makes it more airy, so people would not bring a raya to osu loy osu. They just say afushia.
Why are we have Beis Shammai and we have Shammai.
Right.
Beis Shammai is later, so it's not necessarily that Shammai is in step with his Talmidim later on, mm-hmm. who succeed him. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. I understand Rabbi Gamliel was already later, and he was from the descendant of Hillel. Mm-hmm. When we say so, he, you know, perforce was following his Zeta Hillel,
mm-hmm.
but Shammai is not necessarily in control of what his followers are later going to paskin, and they're Chadrei Tzvei, then they may come up with different svaros, different halacha. Mm-hmm. So why are we making any evidence from Shammai?
Apparently the Gemara holds that this also, Shloi also wasn't just in later generations, but already in the first generation, we already had Machloikas in. Did Shammai bow to, in other words, we don't know when the Basco came out. It sounds like the Basco came out already in the times of Shammai Azokin. So did Shammai Azokin also kidvarim and say, I ignore that Basco, because in Mashkichim a Basco, like the Mishra said, or do we say, no, Basco, even though we have the Mecharat Yitzvay, they're the Rive, we're going to go and follow them. So it's apparently this is already not from fifth generation Bishamah, but already the first generation. That your point that you're saying that it's beyond just Tzoris, it's not only from our Gemara, it's already from the outset of the Gemara. Because yesterday the Gemara tried to bring a Raya from the case of the fasting that took place on, not the fasting, the Isser Malacha that took place the night of Bedikas Chometz. And then the Gemara said, no, if you're going to go and say Osir Kedivrayim, then we see Agudas Agudois, and we see that they're holding to their guns, and they're not deferring to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara, no. What people are going to go and say is, Haroya Oimer Malacha Hu Delesle. The fact that he's abstaining from work is just because he doesn't have Malacha. He's unemployed. So you see that this concept of whether Beis Shammai Osir Kedivrayim, or Osir Kedivrayim, has effect not only in the case of the Torahs, but in the case of the Issa Malacha, and here the Gabi Sukkah, and the Gabi the Din of Maaser. So this is a broad-ranging Shaila Osir Kedivrayim in all spheres of Halacha. And we continue now the Gabi Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Maaser Marzutra, Maaser V'Shoikis Yehu, Shohoisa B'Yerushalayim, Maaser Nekuba L'Mikvah, B'Chotara Shohoi B'Yerushalayim, Nasan Al Gabah. Shoikis is a large trough. And Rashi says that it was Chalula, meaning that it was hollow. And because it was hollow, you were able to go and fill it up with a lot of water. And the water they filled up was mikvah water. And they used it to go and be toivel kelim and things of that nature. However, that shoykis itself, Yehu was the name of a place. Or that's the name that they gave it.
Yahu.
Whatever reason. Yeah, good. Yeah. So now, this shoykis, however, did not have 40 sa'ah. So how can you go use it for a mikvah? Because it was nekuvah mikvah. Like our modern day mikvahs that have hashoka from one bar to the other bar. So although this was not 40, it was only 30 sa, 20 sa, but since it was attached to a proper mikvah, that based on hashoka, they use it as a mikvah. Now, what was the size of the hole between the two mikvahs, between the mikvah and the shaykes? as the Gemara is going to say shortly, who was Kishvay Feris Hanoit. Beishami were not happy with that. Shoko Beishami v'chivur. And they said, no, go and blast a much larger hole. The hole has to be a large hole that roiv of the wall is opened as a result. In other words, a major crack, a major crevice in the wall. It's got to be roiv. However, that's not the halacha. We hold like they say, utanam v'shet in the Mishnah, irub mikvoy is kishu feres hanoit. How much is feres hanoit? Ki oiv yich kachalolo kishtei etzpoy is chayzom koyman. Did you go mix, take the two fingers? So by the fact that Beishami insisted, no, break the hole open more. Shema mino, also we see that they're implementing their halacha lim maisa. They were concerned about the fact there was only a trickle of water coming through. People wanted to see that really, there's a major reservoir of water coming from the mikveh into here. So it was really more, what did Ariel call it yesterday, more for optics. But not that it was necessary. Yes, that Fushimai, it should look like a lot of water is coming in. Not because Shver Sano is talking enough. So bottom line is, you have no right, you invite it to Osu. Shaloi Osu, Toshima, another right. So the blood of tzaddik, when I learned the yeshiva of Yochanan of Charani, Ro'isi Shehoya Oichel Pascharez the Melech b'shnei betzayis. Unfortunately, the Rosh Hashiva of Yochanan Charani Gezuntai was so poor that all he had to eat was Pascharez, dry bread, the Melech with salt, and that was the salt, that was the condiment. He didn't have all the 25 different shmirachsen that they give out now Friday night with the fish. It was just melech. That's all he had. His boss, Yudati, is opposite. Blood of Tzadik says, I told my father, Reb Tzadik, and he says, we can't allow that. That the Rosh Hashiva should only have Paschal Melech. Amali Hoylich Loi Zesim, like Heylich Loi Zesim. Go and give him, here's a package of Zesim. Now, it wasn't a package in a plastic package, but rather it was in a kli cheres. And he said, take this kli cheres with the zeisim in it and give it to the Rosh Hashiva, to the Yerushalayim Charani. He should be able to have something more than just Pascharev. And I, in fact, brought it to him. And what do you think Rabbi Yerushalayim Charani said was? He saw that they were moist. And he said, Amali, Einani oichel zeisim. I'm not going to eat these zeisim. What was the problem? Because of the fact that they were moist, he says, that means that they're mukshel kabel toma, and they were inside this kli cheres. This kli cheres got tome through someone, and guess what happens? And now these zaysim are all tome, also tome. And I'm makbet to eat all my chulim b'tahara. I cannot go and eat from these zaysim.
But they assume he was a chaver also.
He was concerned probably that somebody else, by mistake, or maybe a roik of azov or whatever, roik of amoritz, may have splashed on it without his knowledge, and therefore he was afraid that it became tummy. There's a shver Rashi over here, because Rashi says on the second line, Shehim Lachim, Hokshul Kabatuma, Ukli Cheris Tome Al Gabi Amoritz, the Shema Noga maybe an Amoritz touched Bigav Hachovius, Bigav Hachovius from the outside of the Chovius, Utmeya Midraban and the Timasim, and therefore the whole thing became tummy, and he didn't want to go and eat from it. And Barry, what's your question?
A kli cheres is not mekabel tumah migabo, only mitocho.
Exactly. So this is a hot topic that is discussed among the Rishonim and Achrayim. Rishash and the Orach Laner, Achrayim talk about it, but they didn't have the benefit of the Ritva, because Ritva was only published years later. And the Ritva says that apparently, although of course min ha-toyra, this week's parasha, that when it comes to a kli cheres, it's only mitame the avira and not migaboy. Apparently the Chacham added an additional gezeira that if an Amoritz touched it, it became tummy even from the outside. That's how the Ritva tries to justify Rashi, that the Rashi forgot about a pasuk gachumish or forgot about Kamsa Mishnayis and Mesechtis and say the Taharas. Of course Rashi knew it, it's only mitami aviroi, but apparently they added, maybe that's what Rashi means, it's tummy midraban, that the Chacham added a new tummy midraban to the outside. Yes, midraban. Yes, that's how the Ritva tries to justify.
We were learning this in Chagiga that it should be tummy because of Hesed's. Mm-hmm. So I think we said back there that they didn't gozer that much. They didn't gozer. The gozer if he touched begavo, but I don't recall if that was.
Rishash talks about the Hesed. Yeah. I am Rishash. Okay. Getting back to our Gemara. So Abba Lamaisa, that was Rabbi Yochanan Chayroni's problem. He was concerned about that maybe it got. You know, we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar, people living in poverty.
In starvation.
Yeah, in starvation. So they tell the story about, I heard the story already before the Petira of Reb Chaim, that years ago, and Oisha came to visit Reb Chaim, and he saw how he lived in these two and a half rooms, all these small little rooms. Anybody that's ever been there remembers how it was Yesh L'Yashiv B'Dochek, really a small little house for a full family after Reb Chaim had seven or eight children or whatever. Six and a half children, seven children, whatever it was. Anyway, the point is that they all lived together in these cramped quarters. So the Oisha comes in and he says, Reb Chaim, here, I'm willing to write out a check right now for $100,000 and, you know, double the size, triple the size of all of this. Reb Chaim says, I don't need it, thank you, it's not necessary. He says, no, I'm willing to give you the money, there's no questions asked, here's the money, you can go and do it. Sir, I don't need it, I'm happy the way I am, it's fine. And the Oisha persisted. So Reb Chaim said to one of his children, do me a favor, go into the bedroom, you'll see there on the night table, the dresser, whatever, please bring in my medicine. Apparently it was heart medicine for high blood pressure, low blood pressure, whatever it was. Anyway, the child brings it in, and he offers it to the Oisha and says, here, I have extra medicine, why don't you take some? So the Oisha says, well, you know, I don't have a heart problem, I don't need this medicine. So Chaim says, and I don't need the additional $100,000 luxury, I'm happy the way I am. I just like you don't need the medicine, I don't need the expense, I'm very happy the way I am, I don't need it. Anyway, but the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni felt that his Rabbi does need something more than pas. After all, less pasnish, that a Rosh Hashiva should only have pas. He has to have something more. So he wanted to give him the zeisim, and the father said, send him the zeisim, and Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni didn't want to take it because he was afraid that it became tomei because it was mukshal kabotam. Amali enyin yoichel zeisim, not going to eat it. I went back to my father, to Reb Tzadik, and I told him, this is the story. Amali, and he told me, Lech v'amor, like, go and tell him, Chovius nekuva hoisa, that the Chovius, the Kli Cheres that we're talking about, in which you had the Zeisim, in fact, it had holes down below. Then how come there was the accumulation of liquid? Elisha smua shmarim, because the sediment of some of the Zeisim fell into the holes, and they filled up the holes. Who kids will hold nish holds? Utanat chavish zeisim migugolim. We have a chavish of pressed zeisim, pressed olives. Rashi says migugolim means that it's kvetched, they're pressed together. And beishami omrim ain tzrichel anakiv. You don't have to have a nekiv underneath. Or beisal omrim tzrichel anakiv. You do have to have a nekiv. What is all of this about? What we're talking about is that although we are all familiar with the idea that you take olives to go and press them in an olive press to get out the shemen. However, before that point, before you kvetch them to go and get out the oil, they have a natural liquid which is called moihal. The moihal means almost like a watery substance that you have in all fruits that they have.
It's like sweat.
Sweat. Oh, it does. It's like sweat. So now the question is, does that sweat go and have the koyach to be machshir the zeisim? That's what the machloek is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, even though it's not shemen in the classic sense, but nevertheless, since it oozes from the olives, it has the same din of shemen. Shemen is one of the Yad Shachadam, Shin being the shemen, so that's one of the seven mashkois, and therefore I'm worried that it is machshir l'kabotum. Beis Shammai dismissed it, and he said, no, that's not machshir. Good. With the practical nafkamin. The practical nafkamin is, if you have a kli in which you have the zeisim, and moyal is now oozing from the zeisim, is it machshir l'kabotum? Beis Shammai says, don't bother making a nekev, even if it's full of moyal. Moyal is not machshir, it's not one of the seven mashkois. It's if you poured in a glass orange juice. Orange is not machshir, it's not one of the seven mashkois. So it's moyal juice, it's goodish. Beis Hillel says, no, it has the status of shemen, and therefore, if you want to go and show that you don't want this moil, as you know, when it comes to machshir kabotum, it's got to be nichale, yutan yitay, make holes. When you have holes, then you see that I don't want the moil to remain. I want it to drain and drain and drain. Why do I want it to drain? Because I don't want it to be machshir. I'm not happy that this moil is accumulating. That's why I made the holes. Now, if in fact I made the holes, then how come these zeisim are wet? They should all be dry, because the holes should do an effective job. So it's more smart, because unfortunately the sediment
got clogged,
exactly right, just like the gutters need to be cleaned out twice a year or whatever. So you got to come clean out these holes as well. So moidim shenikva, this is mushmarim shi'itahoira. Everybody agrees that if there is a nekev, and therefore he showed that I don't want the moil, so even those that hold that moil has a status like shemen, makes no difference by showing, by making the holds, that shows I don't want. And I says mushmarim, no, so shmarim, what more can I do? So now, what is the Gemara trying to bring a raya from this? Talmid Shammai Hoya, even though Reb Tzadik was a Talmid of Shammai, and according to Shammai, you don't even need holds. Nevertheless, he was machmir to do like Beisil, as we had in the Gemara a couple of days ago, that Beisil was more machmir by Tumah v'Tahara than the Beishamai people. Even though normally you think of Beisil being the Beikel, when it comes to Tumah v'Tahara, Beisil was the machmir vis-a-vis Beishamai. If you're wondering, where do I take this from? We had that Raya from Rashi back on Yud Dalet Omid Aleph, the last Rashi on the Omid, Yud Dalet Omid Aleph. See the last line of Rashi, but they still machmirim betare svei. They were more machmir than the Beishamai people. Ah, so therefore, Reb Tzadik, I'm sorry. Yes, Reb Tzadik, the father of Reb Blessed Reb Tzadik, even though he was a Talmud of Shammai, he was like Beisil, and they were machmir. And that's why he made the holes. Fine, so that's a beautiful story. Zokimar, Iyam is Vishleima, Osu. You're going to go and say, Osu, Kedivrayim, and Rebusei. That normally all the Beishamai people, Fizach like Beishamai. And now, the Chiddush is, we're telling about Reb Tzadik, I am not going to do like all of my colleagues, the Beishamai, that follow Beishamai. I'm going to be machmir like Beisil. Eliyamis loyosu, but if you're going to tell me loyosu kidivrayim, that none of them follow the Beishamai psak, they all follow the Beisil psak. So my Rebusi went to, oh, and I want you to know, Reb Tzadik was very careful, he was on Beishamai, he was machmir Beisil. Everybody was machmir like Beisil. So what's the Gatz Chiddush? And the Gemara doesn't have an answer for this. So already with this, we have our initial win in terms of trying to decide our shayla osu or loyosu. We have arrived from here that osu kidivrei, that all the Talmidei Beishamai continue to go and fizak like Beishamai, with lone exceptions like Reb Tzadik. So we have one ray of osu, and the Gemara is trying to now bring more rays. Toshima, Shalos Rabbi Yeshua, Torah Bas Mao. So they asked Rabbi Yeshua a very, very touchy question. What do we do by Torah Zabas? Beishamai, Beisil, what should we do? Om Alehem, Machloik, Beishamai, Beisil, Tzach Machloikis. Fine, Malachi, Debre, Mi, no, Rabbi Yeshua, how do we ask him? Om Alehem, Nei Ma'atem, Machnis, and Roishi, Bein, Shnei, Harim, Gedoilem. Why are you trying to go and drag me into this Machloikis between these two great mountains? Bein, Shnei, Machloikis, Gedoilis. See, these two great factions. Meaning, we don't mean over here Machloikis, we're talking about a Machlaka. We're talking about a great faction, the Beisham and the Beisil. Why are you getting me mid hakotten? You're schlepping me in, Bein Beishamai u Bein Beisil. Nisiori ani, Shemirutsu Gugalti. I'm afraid that if I'm going to take a position over here, eventually they're going to throw stones at my skull. In other words, Chas Hashem, they're going to go and kill me. What was he concerned about? L'choira, that if he's going to say we paskan like Beisil, and all the Beishamai people allowed for the Yavim to Miyam Netzoreser, and they have now children. All these children are going to be branded now Mamzerim, and so therefore they're going to run me out of town. They're going to throw stones at me. I don't need it. But one thing I can tell you, that there were two very, very choshim mishpachas, big mishpachas, Shev Yerushalayim, mishpachas beis tzivua mi ben achmoy, u mishpachas beis kifoy mi ben mekoshish, shehem b'nei tzorois, they were descended from such a tzoros erba situation. But nevertheless, mehem kohanim gedoyim mishim shol gavya mizveyach, u kohanim gedoyim. Now mind you, it doesn't say who they married to. It just says they were b'nei tzoros. So I don't know whether they married the shuk, or did they go and marry the Yavam? We're going to explore that a little bit later. But at the meantime, he's saying that these were Enikloch of the Neitaris, and they were Kahanim Gedolim Misham Mishal Gamim Mizveh. That's the end of the story of this Paisa. So now the one wants to be Medai. Iyam is Bishloima Osu, that Osu Kedivrayim, Hainatuk Amam Misyori Ani. Then I understand why he was fearful. What was he fearful of? That there were Beishamai people that were still paskaling like Beishamai, and therefore they were allowing the Yavim to go and be Miyabim, the Tzoros Erva, which according to Beis Hillel, those children are going to be Mamzerim, and therefore he's afraid to go and say, fellas, we don't pass them like Beishamai, we pass them like Beisil. And then all the Beishamai Mamzerim people are going to be very upset. That's why I'm this yori. Eliyamris loyosu, if you can tell me loyosu kidivrei. In other words, they were very, very makbid that the Yavim would not go and be Miyam the Tzara. So, well, what are you going to do? Then how is she going to go and marry? Oh, they made sure to give a chalitza. They were very careful about it. What does he have to be so afraid of? If anyway, in other words, the Beis Shammai, Fiyazach like the Beis Hillel, even though deep in their hearts
they know they're right.
They know that they're right, right. But nevertheless, they deferred to Beis Hillel. So what is he afraid of? Everybody was doing like Beis Hillel. Is the chayyim another clear raya that also kedivrayim?
But these women married Kahanim.
Well, we're going to talk about Kahanim in a moment. The moment where all we're talking about is you're talking about the Kahanim Gedolim story, right? We're going to talk about that in a moment. But we're now splitting this price into a Reisha and a Sefer. And the Reisha, he said, I'm afraid to go and say anything and Paskin, I like Beis Hillel, because I'm afraid they're going to go and stone me because of aspersions that are now going to be cast on all of those that married before I issue this plaque. So now what is he misyariani? His misyariani, if you're going to go and tell me, also kidivrayim, that Beis Shammai continued having the Yovam marrying the Soros Erva, and therefore according to Beis Hillel, if I'm going to pass like Beis Hillel, then I'm going to say that they're all of these guys are Mamzeirim. That's what I'm saying, misyariani, I'm afraid that they're going to throw stones at me. Eliyamid, also, if you're going to tell me that everybody anyway was feeling like Beis Hillel, so my come misyariani, what does he have to be fearful for? I'm going to pass like Beis Hillel for the last 100 years anyway, they've all been doing like Beis Hillel. So what's the problem? Zokti Mora, but let me ask you a question. Even if you're also like themselves, like Beis Shammai, my misyarini, what does he have to be afraid of? This is Rabbi Yeshua. Remember, we're constantly saying that the fear and the problem is that if the Beis Shammai is allowing for the Yovam to go and marry the Soros Erva, we have a problem of an Issachrisis, and the children of an Issachrisis are Mamzerim. But Rabbi Yeshua Lishitasi doesn't hold that way. Ha'omer Bishua ain mamz el mechav v'mises bezdin, and Eishes Ach is not a mises bezdin. It's only kikola shiyas mikola teves el v'nechrasa. It's only a kares din. So therefore, I don't have to worry about mamzerim. So what is he misyareyani? Even if also kidivrayim, and they allowed the yavim to go and be miyavim the tzoras erva. So what? The children are not going to be mamzerim anyway. Aliba drabishua. Everyone in the mamzeli have a pogam you have. However, they're going to be pigumim, and that pigumim will not allow them to go and either be kohanim or marry into kuna, which Mendy was pointing out a moment ago, which we're going to focus on further in another few lights. And so therefore, that's what he was concerned about. They're going to throw stones at me because they're going to say that they're all pigumim, that not ro'oi le kuna. Zoktimar, what would be the reason for that? Mikavachay me almana. After all, this is not an Isser Kahuna that we're talking about. It's not a Kohen marrying a Grusha or a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana. We're talking about a situation of a Yovam being Meyabim and Issachrisis, which is a terrible thing. But is that a Psul Kahuna? Yeah. Mikavachim Malmana. What's the Kavachim? Malmana she'ein Issura Noig Bakoi. The whole Isser of Almana is only Noig. Not only is not Noig Bakoi, it's only Noig by one person in Gans Klai Yisrael. That Almana is not allowed to marry Kohen Gadol. Bin no pogam. However, if the Kohen Gadol in fact marries an Almana, they have a child, that child is a pogam, means he's a cholol. Zu, in our case, where we're talking about a Yovam together with a Torah's Erva, Shisur Shemakol, this is across the board, any Yisrael, any Levi, any Kohen, anybody and everybody, if Chas V'Shalom something like this happens, if you have a Torah's Erva, and the Yovam marries, so then this is Yisur Shemakol, and I did that the Beno is going to be Pogrom, and that's the reason why he was afraid of that they're going to throw stones, and that's the reason Misyariani. Okay, so the Gemara has addressed the Osu V'loy Osu, but now the Gemara is asking another question. Kavoy Minei Tzaris. The original question they asked him was, Tzoras Bas Mal. And he says, I'm afraid to get involved in this machloikis. But you know what? I'm going to tell you about a story about the Bnei Tzaras. So Kaboy Bnei Tzaras, the Kaparshalei Bnei Tzaras, he should go and pass him the halacha of the Tzaras, not the halacha of the status of the Bnei Tzaras. I want to know, can the Tzara be Miyabim? Can he not be Miyabim? Can he miss Yabim? Does she need a chalitza? Can she marry the chut? We shook. So Tzimara, Tzarti Kaboy Bnei. The Braisa was being succinct because the Braisa knew we were running out of time, and the Braisa said, and he knew that Brother Shai has to run, he doesn't want to listen to the recording on the run. So Tati Kabayimene, they asked really two Shaites. Number one, Tzarismai. The intent to learn the Tzaris can be silly if you get a Paschal like Beis Hillel, that the Tzara is not allowed to marry the Yavam, and the Tzaris to Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai Mahu. Okay, if you get a Paschal, you hold like Beis Hillel. Fine. So what's the Tzoras Erva going to do? She's going to go and marry Lishuk. We know that according to Beis Shammai, there's an Isser marrying Lishuk. We see a Isha the Meis, Hachitzoina.
She's Chutzitzah.
I'm sorry?
She needs chalitza.
She needs chalitza. And if she didn't have chalitza, and she married the shuk.
She has a zika, and it's usher, it's a lav.
It's a lav. What happens to the children now?
Their children are b'nei lav.
That's the question of the Gemara. B'nei tzor, it's a beisil, l'mishem amal. So, they ask two questions. Question number one is, what's the din of tzoris? If you're a apostle of tzoris, can beisil, that all the tzoris should marry like beisil. What about the b'nei tzoris, the beisil, l'mishem amal? What would the beisham hold the status of the children of the tzoris that married with shuk, which is an iser lav? Who cares? After all, we don't pass on like Beishamay anyway. If you're saying that also kidivreim, that they father like Beisil, especially if you're saying Tim Tulem and Torah is Beisil, so Allah is the Beisil. So you say, what would a Beishamay thought in the case of, what do you mean? Allah is Beisil. Lamay Nafkimina, why are we talking about this? I'll tell you why. We don't need to tell us the din of the Neitzars. We need to tell us a parallel situation. Lemifshit Vlad Masik Rishase LeBeis Hillel.
Oh,
what is this talking about? Not in a Yibam situation. Just in general. As we know, a man is not allowed to go and remarry his wife if the wife married somebody else in between. Etc. So that's an Isalav as well. So what about the children of that Israelav? Would they be able to go, for instance, if it was a Kohen? Well, Masa Yishase wouldn't work. Sorry, I'm sorry, I withdraw it. Okay. I have an issue as if I never said a Mokhe. Okay. Good. So what happens, however, if they have a daughter, and now that daughter wants to marry a Kohen, is she a Chalola by the fact that she went and
was the progeny of an illegal relationship?
An illegal relationship of an Israelav, not an Issacharis, and not an Issacharuna. What's the deal? So even though the B'nai Tzorois that he's asking about the Beisil, Aliba the Mishamai, that's no nafkimina, because everybody's doing like Beisil. So nafkimina. But the nafkimina would be that if theoretically we would pass on like Beishamai, what would the Beishamai people say about the Torah's Beisil, which is a case of also an Isra Lav that the Tzorah has gone out, and she married the Tzor. Oh, Isra Lav, what's the status of that child? So it's no nafkimina for us, but the nafkimina would be in the parallel case of Masu Gushasa, which is also an Isra Lav. What's the child? Me come in kavachimer. A man lechalman lekayin gadol sheni surah shavu bakoil. It's only one person in Christ. But no pogum. The child is a chol or a chalol. Zu she surah shavu bakoil. The master Rishas with a shavu bakoil, because this goes across the board by all tzoras to erva to anybody in Klal Yisrael that finds himself in such a situation or finds herself in such a situation. In addition, shibin apogim, and the same thing by the master Rishas, it could apply to anybody in Klal Yisrael that does such a master Rishas case. In addition, shibin apogim, so the choyah banim apogim and disqualified from being a kohen or eating truma depending on circumstances. Oy Dilma, maybe we can go and ask a pircha in the Kal B'chayim. What's a pircha? Ikalamifak malamana shehi atzmes chalalas. As we know, it says in the pasuk, "Fulo yichalal zara bi'amov." And the Gemara darshan the word. Why did it say lo yachet? Why does it say lo yichalal? To tell you that she herself becomes nischalala. That the almana becomes nischalala. What difference does it make? She becomes nischalala. That now she has the status of a chalala. And if she wants to marry now a regular kohen, not a kohen gadol, regular almana is allowed to marry a kohen. But now that she becomes nischalala, now she's disqualified. She's asura to a regular kohen. And therefore, Zokti Mara, that's the reason why the children are pigum. But if, for instance, you have someone, a Torah Se'erva that marries Lishuk, or you have a Master Grusha, sorry, that remarried, the husband remarried his Grusha,
and
that she doesn't become a Chalola or a Biguma as a result, so maybe therefore the child should not become a Pogba. Uh-huh. And therefore, we've now asked a very stark Pircha on this Kavachim. So now he, Reb Yeshua, is responding. I'm afraid to go and issue a psak because they might throw stones at me because of the shalom mamzeres, etc. But neitzoris, I can go and tell you an edus. What was the edus? The edus was, says Rashi, shem kehanim gedolim, that in fact, if we fear zechlaik beisil, and we're going to have a person who's going to go and marry. A friend is going to marry a Taurus. Erva, don't have to worry about what is Beishamai going to go and say. We have an Isser of Isalavin, and these are children of Isalavin. There's no problem Isalavin, not by the Taurus and not by the Master Grushosai. And all of these cases, there is no Pigam of Cholol. I, the the Kal V'Chomer from Kohen Gadol, it's only because she was Nischala, but a regular lab, which is not Isra Kahuna, we do not follow this Kal V'Chomer. So bottom line is, we still want to know, also, so we already brought a raya from before, and we have a raya from this Bryce as well, that also, and that's why he's Misyari. Because if they were Loy also, they all followed Beis Hill, what does he have to be worried about? Anyway, they're all doing like Beis Hill. Is the Chayim Nachum of a raya also? And now the final raya also, Tarshima Bimei Rebbe Doisa Ben Horkinus. Hutra Torres Abasli Achim. They were mati the Torahs of Bas to the brothers. What means that they were mati the Torahs of Bas li'achin? Zog Rashi's second line. The Bnei Rab Doisa, Ochiv Shul Rab Doisa, we're going to see tomorrow, Shami Tamidi Beshamai, he tira kiritoni lekamon, the osu alpir benoagu kein, that in his time he was matir the Torahs of Bas li'achin. That means an ach married the Torahs of Bas, which according to us, Beis Hillel, is a maisa of Isser Kores. But he was matir. Shema mino, also shema mino. So we see that the Beishamai stuck to their guns, and they said, no, we're not going to listen to the Baskoil. And for all generations, they kept on doing also like themselves, and allowing for the Isser Chasashon to lead to potential mamzerim. And each time they were still mishadach one with the other, because they were always medea, that these are any of the Tzores Sabas.
Wow.
Shema mino.